I don't know if you heard that you've been joined in your salary stratosphere.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, breaking news yesterday. That's right.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I'm right there with him. Yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
Getting close to your contract extension.
I'm missing a whole bunch of zeros someplace. I gotta.
So he's still under contract for a couple of more years.
$503 million total.
That'll be the extension.
Does it, you know, I love the guy. He's fabulous to watch. When does it end, though?
Yeah. When the owners don't want to pay it.
Yeah.
I guess. No.
When the spectators don't want to pay it.
They'll pay.
Yeah. We don't want to pay it because it all comes out of our pocket. Yeah,
the Chiefs fans will pay.
They will, and as much
you pay
as
for
does,
a winner.
But these TV contracts, if they didn't
TV
have that,
contracts, you're paying for it. You're paying for it with every time you buy a product advertised. You know, it's the way it is.
But it's mind-boggling and on both sides to know that he's going to earn this money and know that the owners can afford to pay that money.
Mm-hmm.
It's mind-boggling on both fronts.
Yeah, especially Kansas City, because Kansas City is not one of the big markets. It's a medium-sized market.
But when you have a successful football team, that's
That's true.
Well, and the Chiefs do have one of the most devoted fan bases in football.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm well aware of that. Yeah. I mean, I spent half my life in Kansas City. I know about that town.
Yeah.
And no disrespect, but when it comes to sports teams to follow and passions to have, you got the Royals for baseball and you got the Chiefs for football. You don't have basketball.
It.
You don't have hockey.
Mm-hmm.
College, well, they got college, but
a little bit,
Kansas State, I suppose, but still.
No, I mean, it's the same. You know, I asked the same question for college football. I was always wondering, when will the money dry up? Because even when we had the big economic downturn a decade ago, cut TV contracts for college football still kept going through the roof. Ticket prices kept going through the roof. We may have found it where the money might dry up, and that is with this virus, unfortunately.
Decades ago, I asked, wow, $1 million to play a game. When is that going to end?
Right, no.
Going back to college football, too, now, because now there's the advancement of maybe athletes being able to earn some money, will that increase some of the influx of monies going in?
I think long-term, yes.
Yeah.
Long-term, yes. Short-term, no. But, long-term, yes.
Because for a while there, again, going back to college, as much as, you hear what's happening with this professional game, especially college coaches, those contracts.
Right.
Man, those are legendary.
It just goes to show we Americans, we like to be entertained. And as long as we need to be entertained, then you're going to get $500 million contracts.
Yeah, and I think one of these days the NAACP, NCAA, thank you very much. I was thinking of something else, but the NCAA is going to have to wake up and come to terms with the fact that these young men and women that play college sports that enrich the universities by millions of dollars, there's very little difference between them and professionals.
Correct.
And it's about time that they get remunerated.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to be.
Yeah.
It's a matter of because the NCAA
was
pushing
are for
that.
Facial use and advertising.
Yeah.
Like that,
you're talking about even more than that. Okay,
they're not being paid to play, so
I see
to speak.
What you're saying. Even more than that.
Yeah, that could be it.
Because wasn't NCAA advancing one timeline? And didn't Michigan, wasn't Michigan one of the states that was advancing it to be faster?
Yeah, the last time I remember, they passed a bill in the House almost unanimously, and it was waiting for the Senate. I'm not sure if the state Senate has voted on it yet.
Because, they're going to be a year earlier.
Right.
What the NCAA wanted.
I think so. Right. So, but, yeah, I mean, that's where we are. We like to be entertained.
And, this is just sports. We can take it in the world of entertainment. What some actors and actresses earn per movie.
And people flock to the movie theaters.
Yeah. Well, this is why I think our priorities are screwed up a little bit in this country.
Yeah.
Beside all the problems right now and everything else going on, this has been historic.
Yeah, why do those who, work in those service industries, life-saving industries, education,
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, fortunately, some of those pros have nonprofits that they've set up, and they benefit different groups and organizations that are causes that are important to them. It's good that they're giving some of it back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of players' foundations are legendary, and a lot of them do it very privately, too. They don't even know about it.
Right.
And others spend themselves into oblivion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You always get that, too.
Yeah.
regardless, you know, you dads out there, if you think your son has a pretty good throwing arm, there's an investment.
If it's in baseball, you teach him how to throw left-handed. Because even an average left-handed pitcher in baseball, because they are more of a rarity than... And in football, teach him to be a quarterback. Nothing against... although, you know, a lot of linemen.
Of course.
I don't...
quarterback gets the high.
This is going to sound derogatory, but the skill positions, as they call them.
Correct.
And don't get me wrong, most parents who have youngsters in sports are wonderful parents and have the best interest of the youngster at heart. But every now and then you run into these folks that they're in it for themselves, and the kid is just a way of getting themselves in a better position, you know?
Doing it vicariously through the kid.
Well, yeah, that's why I have Charlie playing baseball, so I can coach him.
Oh, we thought you were going to make a fortune on him. Well,
that's still to be determined.
I'm hoping. I just, you know, one of these days, just settle for a pack of gum sometimes. but it's again, the genesis of the conversation. Maybe we should have said that for people that didn't hear. We were talking about quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, very talented, but did sign what is now the richest, for now, the richest sports contract in history.
That's the next thing. Everybody wants to top the rich guy, so everybody
With a two-year extension, right? He's got 2 years to go.
Well, he had 2 years in his original contract.
Right.
And so it's a 10-year extension.
10-year extension.
So 12 years.
$503 million and $477 million guaranteed?
Yes.
Guaranteed mechanisms? Oh, man. No, what is he, 20...
Patrick Mahomes, I think he's either 23 or 24.
Probably 24.
Like, wow, he can afford to go out and buy himself a used car.
Yeah, I know.
He can rent a car pretty soon. One more year.
And now I just got to stick to Uber. Imagine the tip he could give.